My privilege to turn the pulpit over to Brother Dave Coy. He is the new assistant director to Brother Russ Warner up at Camp Bayuca. And I invited him and his wife and chillins to come and told them we'd take them out to dinner. But they have a candidate in their church today. And they want to be back there to hear the interview this afternoon. And I can understand that. So Dave is doing solo this morning. Plus, I told him that we're going to cut his time a little short because of communion, and he agreed with that also. But I gave you a half an hour, brother, so come along. And just tell him a little about yourself, your experience, your background, why you would even think of taking this awful job of working with Russ.
Well, they do a mental exam before they start, and I pass or fail, depending on how you look at it. So I'm crazy enough to do it. My name is Dave Coy. As Pastor Baker mentioned, it's a privilege to be with you. I grew up in a small town called Holmesville, near Norwich, if any of you are familiar with Norwich, New York. And then have worked at Camp Bayuca years ago as a counselor. I was there for 3 summers as a counselor, and then after that, I was a senior in college, and I had no idea what God had for my life next. And so I called Russ, and then at the time, the assistant director, Dave Wilcox, and asked them, is there a possibility of me working at Bayuca? I had no idea what else I was supposed to do, and I'd been there. So they said, well, we don't really have a full-time position for you, but let's tell you what we could do. We could start an internship program. So I was the guinea pig for Bayuca's internship program, where I came to learn more about camp ministry and decide if that's where God was leading me. I got to the end of that and decided that definitely that was not where God was leading me. I enjoyed camp ministry, but thought that God had also been working in a youth ministry at the same time and felt God leading me in that direction. So I took a church as associate pastor with emphasis on youth and their parents at Faith Baptist Church in Cortland, and that's the church where we are attending currently. And we've been there for 8 years officially on staff, but as a college student, going up there on the weekends as well. And so that's about 40 minutes from Bayuca. So I stayed involved at camp on a volunteer basis for several years. And God has always had a soft spot in my heart for camp. And then over the past couple of years, God has really changed our perspective on life, a lot of things. We were in ministry, but we were also comfortable. And God has been pushing us out of our comfort zone. I'm going to share a little bit more from God's word about that in a moment. But a lot of different areas, from missions to adoption, to many other things of what in the world are we doing with the life that we have. And so we start praying, God, we don't know what you're doing, but we ask that you would make that clear to us, and we want to do whatever you want us to do. This past year, Bayuca has been looking for an assistant for a couple of years, and this past year, someone approached me and said, have you ever thought of putting your name in at camp as the assistant director? And I laughed and said, no, not really. I don't think I would want that position. It's a lot of responsibility, a lot of work. And they said, well, maybe you should pray about it. Those are your warning words. If somebody tells you, pray about something. So we said, all right, we will definitely, pray and see where God is leading. And so spent some time in prayer, talked to some wise counsel, my parents, my wife's parents, several mentors that I've had in my life, and just seeing how God has just lined everything up over the years, from my experience at camp to youth ministry, and now the last couple of years what God's been doing, that, okay, let's pursue this and see what God has for us. And I don't know who's crazier, me or the board, because the board is there, hired us as the assistant director. We came on part-time in January. And we are now full-time. We've been full-time for 2 months. We're really excited. One of my main responsibilities is what I'm doing this morning, going out and sharing with churches what God's doing in our camp and partnering together with you. One of my heartbeats and my passions is to be able to come and say, not only, here's what you can do for us, but I want to ask, what can we do to serve you, to minister and partner with you through different ministries? And so we'll be interacting throughout the years to come about what we can do for that. My wife's name is Jean, and as Pastor Baker mentioned, she's not with us this morning. And actually, appreciate your prayer. Unbeknownst to us, when I talked to you yesterday, her dad is actually in the hospital right now with some blood clots. And so she's actually there instead of at the interview process. So I will be going back as they look to find a new pastor of discipleship ministries at our church. And I'm a part of that kind of pulpit committee, if you will, for that as well. Her name is Jean. We've been married for 8 years. We have two sons. Our oldest is Jackson. He just turned 5, and he is really excited about camp and having 80 acres of playground. And then we also have a son, Dawson, who is 7.5 months old. And so he's learning now to crawl, so that's pretty neat. Learning to not quite talk yet, but he's speaking his own language, and so we're learning his language. So that's our family. Excited to be with them at camp this summer. Let me tell you a little bit about Bayuca. First of all, you may wonder what in the world Bayuca is. Bayuca is an abbreviation for Baptist Youth Camp, is what it stands for. And it's been in existence since 1954. It used to be a Boy Scout camp prior to that. And we have 80 acres of land with several trails throughout the woods where campers go out on hikes and things like that and play all kinds of crazy games. We have a lake with a wave runner as well as a water tube. We have canoes and kayaks, and so lots of different things that they can do out on the lake, as well as a swimming pool because you can't see the bottom of the lake, and so our state said we're not allowed to swim in it anymore because of the safety reasons. And so we have a swimming pool as well, and that's a great. The kids love the swimming pool as well. But our strength is not our programming. We have a lot of programming stuff, and we do a lot of crazy stuff. Part of our mission statement is to make camp as fun and adventurous as possible in the light of Scripture. But our real strength is our counselors. We work really hard at finding quality, godly examples, role models that will be our counselors as well as our staff members. And the number one reason probably our campers come back is because of our staff. We look to have staff that number one, loves God, and number two, loves kids. And that's what we look for. And so we're excited about this summer with the staff as well. We have several changes going on at camp currently. Obviously, my wife and myself and our family are the big change, the assistant director. We also have a new intern this summer. Her name is Deanna Parker. And she has been interacting with camp since 2000. She's been a lifeguard, she's been a counselor, she's been a W water safety instructor, and this summer she's going to be our intern. She's a Marine as well, technically a retired Marine, and she's going to be our intern. She's got some crazy games and activities planned for the summer. So I thought I'd share just a little bit of some of those things that we're planning for this summer and then dig into God's Word as well. Junior camp, we have brochures down here that you can make yourself available to. We have 2 weeks of junior camp. They're basically the same, and so you pick which week you want to go, July 9th through the 14th or July 16th through the 21st. We do a thing called Nature Adventure where we take the kids out in the woods on a hike, and we have a pastor that comes out with them and shares God's Word as they're out in God's creation. Then we also have what we call a Funny Bone Campfire, which is basically a campfire with crazy skits that our staff does out there at that campfire in just a special time. And then Wet and Wild Water Wars for the junior campers, as well as a couple new games this year called Gold Rush and Big Balloon Battle. Our speaker for those 2 weeks, both weeks, is a gentleman by the name of Buddy Robinson. And he's a dynamic kid speaker. The children love him. He's been here in the past, so we're looking forward to him again this year. And then we have junior high camp. Junior high, again, is 2 weeks, but they look a lot different. The first one is junior high one. It's called The Best Kept Secret of the Summer. What is the secret? I can't tell you, because if I told you, it wouldn't be a secret anymore. So in order to know, you have to come to camp, send your kids to camp that week to find out. But all I can tell you is things that we have never done at Camp Bayuca before. And so it's Best Kept Secret of the Summer. A couple other things that are going on that we can tell you about, you'll see in the brochure, is a couple workshops during that week. A drama theater workshop for kids who are interested in doing some theater stuff. And then another one is going to be a photography workshop, learning about taking pictures and the lighting and all that. And so that will be junior high week one. Speaker for that week is Bill Roloff. who is a former camp director himself out at Skyview Ranch out in Ohio. So we're looking forward to having him. And then Junior High 2 is called the best week of the summer. It's the last week, and so we really pump up the kids and the staff for the best week of the summer. Every camper that week gets a free T-shirt when they register. And then we also have this year amazing race style game. They'll be going around the world while they stay at Bayuca. Then we're also doing a topsy-turvy week. We are going to turn the whole camp upside down for Junior High Week 2 this year. So that's going to be pretty exciting for that. And then we have a senior high camp. And that is actually the beginning of the summer, July 2nd through July 7th. And we have a ministry team coming from BBC, Baptist Bible College, called Rise. They are a praise and worship team, as well as the speaker, Don Fenner. We play a night game during senior high week out in the woods, which is just kind of crazy. We have almost 200 senior hires going throughout the woods playing some sort of a capture the flag with a Marine Corps twist to it. We're also this year doing a luau during senior high week, and then a bay cafe where we sell legal addictive stimulants to senior hires. In other words, coffee, cappuccino, things like that for one night. We give those things out to the campers, and we have some different programming stuff that we're going to do called the Bay Cafe for senior high week. And then we have a week called Precious Jewels Week. That is a camp week for special needs, those with special needs. We do some crazy things with a carnival that week. This year we're doing a star search, not like the old star search where you have like somebody singing, but a star search where there's going to be stars hidden all over the camp and the campers have to go out and find them. And that will be Precious Jewels Week, be the last week of June. We like to help out as many people as we can in getting to camp. So in our Sunday School Hour, we talked about scholarships, that we are raising money for scholarships. We also want to put it out there that we have scholarships available. The cost of our camp is $260, although if you look in our brochure, this Wednesday, which I believe is Tom's birthday, is the deadline, and then it goes up $25. So you want to save that $25 by getting that in this week. But after that, it goes up $25, you can still register. We have scholarships available. And the way that you avail yourself to those scholarships is just email us, office@bayuca.com, and ask for an application. And we send a scholarship application for you that you can fill out to be able to help on sending kids to camp. We don't want money to be the reason any kid doesn't go to camp this summer. So we encourage you with that. You can look us up online. We are on the World Wide Web at bayuca.com. That's bayuca.com. Or on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, search for Camp Bayuca, and you'll find us right on there as well. And we communicate a lot through that, different needs and praises as they come through. Pastor Baker mentioned this Thursday is our Senior Saints Barbecue. So we want to encourage you to come to that. We have the Harvesters praise team that will be coming, music group that will be coming. And then our infamous Bayuca barbecue chicken as well. And then on June 16th, because we love chicken so much, we'll be having another barbecue for everybody. And we call that our promotional barbecue. Really what that is a time for everybody to come and find out what the plan is for the summer, to meet our staff. Our counselors will all be there that day. So you can meet our counselors, walk around into the cabins, see the cabins, find out all the different things that are going on at camp. Everything will be set up that week. So we encourage you, and that's in the afternoon now. It used to be in the evenings, but now we do it in the afternoon so that you're able to get back at a decent hour. And to me, I'll be honest, I think it's the best chicken this side of the Mississippi River. I haven't been to the other side of the Mississippi River, so I can't speak for that side. But on this side, I would say it's probably the best barbecue chicken I've ever had. So that'll be a great time as well. Turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter 1. In Sunday School Hour, we handed out some flashlights to some contestants for a game that we played. The reason why we did that is because our theme this summer is shine. That comes from Matthew chapter 5, let your light shine before all men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And we sang a song here at the end, Send the Light, and that's what we're talking about this summer at camp. We're excited about our theme and challenging all of us to be a part of what God has planned to let our light shine before all men. This morning in the time that we have, I'm going to just share three brief ways that we can let our light shine in our homes, in our churches, and in our community. So I brought some flashlights. Bayuka is famous for mag lights. So we have lots of mag lights around Camp Bayuka. So this one is mine. And so we've got the first one is this is going to represent our first point. And it's on 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. The Apostle Paul tells Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. The first way we can let our light shine is by asking God to help us overcome our fears. Now, this verse specifically, you know, we're afraid of a lot of things. When I go into a school with kids, I ask them, what are some of the things that you're afraid of? And they say, the dark, or snakes, or thunderstorms. Some people will say, school. I'm afraid of grown-ups or strangers. A lot of different things that the kids are afraid of. And as adults and young adults, we are afraid of a lot of things too. But ours are more sophisticated. We're more afraid of what people are going to think about us. We're more afraid of messing up or failing at things. Paul is speaking to Timothy here about sharing the gospel with people. And he says, Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear or timidity, but of power and of love and of self-discipline. So the first way we can let our light shine is by asking God to help us overcome our fears and sharing the gospel with other people. The second way that we can let our light shine, I brought a box because we need to get out of our box if we're going to share, let our light shine. You know, we're comfortable, aren't we, in our boxes, in our comfort zone. We have this box that we are in, and we can control what comes in and what comes out of our box. We have our preferences and what makes us comfortable, and I shared a little bit about that for my wife and I. And people try to come in our comfort zone, ooh, keep your distance, you know. Ooh, I don't like that. Don't be around with that. And if we're going to let our light shine, we've got to get uncomfortable. We've got to get out of our box. If we're going to reach people, we need to be uncomfortable. Our example for that is Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 5, God says that He demonstrated His own love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We're going to talk about getting uncomfortable. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is in heaven being worshipped by all creation, all angels, creation, everything. And He gives up His place there on the throne to come down to this earth for what? To be born as a baby. To be dependent on people. He's the Son of God, guys. And He gives all that up to be dependent on other people. And then obviously He goes to the cross. You talk about uncomfortable. I'm pretty sure Jesus was uncomfortable there on that cross. Why did He did it? Because He cared more about reaching people than He did His comfort. If we're going to reach people, we have to get uncomfortable. We have to get outside of our box. Think outside of our box. So that's our second way that we can let our light shine. Our first way is by asking God to help us overcome our what? Okay, a few of you are awake. Good job. Asking God to help us overcome our what? Fears. Very good. Second way is to get out of our box. Okay, number three, turn to Colossians. Colossians chapter 4. We're going to read verses 2 through 4. Says, continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Meanwhile, praying also for us that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak. The third way we can let our light shine is to pray, pray, pray. Okay? Pop quiz time. Who wrote the letter to the Colossians? Anybody know? Say it loud. There you go, Paul, the Apostle Paul. And where was he when he was writing this letter? Prison. You're going to talk about uncomfortable. Now, he wasn't in jail because he had committed some crime. He was in jail because he had been sharing the gospel. But what's interesting to me in Colossians 4 is when he asked the Colossians to pray for him, you notice what he doesn't pray for? He doesn't ask them to pray that he would get out of prison. He asks that they would pray that he would have opportunity to share the gospel. And so we need to pray that we'd have opportunity to share the gospel and that we might make it clear as we ought to speak. So pray, pray, and pray. So my question I leave you with is, who is it that God is burning you? It's on your heart, on your mind that I know I would need to share the gospel with this person. This person doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Savior, but I'm a little uncomfortable with it. Who's the person that is on your mind and you go, boy, I really want to see them come to know Christ. I'm just not sure what to say. Who is that person? Well, I encourage you, pray for them. Pray that God would give you opportunity to share the gospel with them. Maybe you have already. Pray that God would give you another opportunity, that God would save them. Ask Him that He would help you overcome your fears. Okay? Number one, first way we can let our light shine is by asking God to help us overcome our... Second way we can let our light shine is by getting out of our... And the number three way we can let our light shine is... Pray. Pray, pray, and pray some more. That is our theme for the summer at camp, shine. And we want to ask you to pray. We want to be an opportunity, have an opportunity to help you let your light shine brighter. So if we could do that, please let us know. Email us, call us, whatever we can do to help you. We'd love to see you at camp this summer. We also have family camp available to our adults. We want to help those who know Christ as their Savior to let their light shine. And those who don't know Christ as their Savior, we want to introduce them to Christ and what He has done for them and loving them so much. Let's pray. God, thank You so much that You have given us the example of Your Son coming to this earth to leave His comfort zone, to be born of a baby, as a baby, and to die on the cross for my sin, for our sins. God, I thank You for giving us salvation through Him. I pray that if there's someone here today who has never made that decision, God, they hear what Christ has done for them, that they would admit that they are a sinner. They would believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that He died for their sin. That they would call on Him and ask Him to come into their life. God, I pray that we would have the opportunity this summer as a camp to minister to many of the people here at First Baptist. Lord, we thank You for even allowing us to let our light shine in our communities. And I pray that our light would shine bright for You, that others would see our good works, and they would glorify You, not us. And it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen.